This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial us up here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype on into the show. Our username here is lrn.fm. Just send a quick contact request first if you haven't done that yet. And at that point, it will be approved when we notice it, which will probably be within a segment or so. And then you can call at any time you want over Skype. The We Tonight includes me, Ian.
And Chris.
Chris Cantwell is here from ChristopherCantwell.com. You've had an interesting week thus far, Chris. An interesting night a couple of nights ago. We talked briefly on the air about you encountering a local neighbor here in the neighborhood of the LRN.FM studios, and it was not a friendly encounter.
No, it was not friendly at all.
We can get into the details on that here in a little bit. Plus, Rand Paul, there's some news about him. Not that I want to talk about Rand Paul, but the news is that he's shifty, so we'll share that with you. And in addition, apparently the United States government is going to somehow stop Ebola with military agents, with troops. Not sure how that's going to work.
I'm not sure that's how you fight viruses.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be shooting at the virus or what their plan is. Maybe they want to bomb the virus to death.
Maybe it'll be like Resident Evil, like you just have to kill everybody or something.
That would likely be an approach they would make. So we can share all of that with you here. Plus, Chris Cantwell is going to be sharing with us some interesting news, perhaps, about mushrooms and depression. And I presume you're talking about the psychedelic strain of mushrooms. And not just, you know,
like pizza topping mushrooms, but the, you know, the magic mushrooms, the psilocybin.
I find that very exciting news. But first, let's go into your phone calls and thoughts right out the gate. We've got Annie in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Annie.
Hi, Ian and Chris. This is Ann Arkeist from Michigan.
Ann, okay.
Yeah, I had a question about the non-aggression principle for you guys.
Sure.
My question is whether you believe the philosophy of non-aggression requires that a threat be immediate before self-defense is justified, and whether it is a moral necessity that the response of the defender be proportional to the threat.
I'll take that, and I'll say no, it doesn't need to be immediate, because by that standard, I mean, if somebody were to say, like, hire an assassin to come and kill you, if he's, you know, he could take out an ad in a newspaper and be like, hey, I'm hiring an assassin to kill Joe Blow, and he could go hire the assassin, and by the immediate threat standard, you're not justified in doing anything until the assassin shows up at your house. And, you know, in an age of long-range weapons and stuff like that, that doesn't seem practical to me at all. As to proportionality, I wrote an article titled The Proportionality of Force Doctrine is Madness, because the fact of the matter is that if you're ever involved in any sort of violent confrontation, the whole entire point is to use a greater or more effective level of force than your opponent is capable of using. That's how you win a fight, by using more violence than the other guy. If you use proportional force, that just means that you are going to punch each other senseless until neither one of you can fight any longer.
So well, I would tend to agree.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
I've read the article you're referring to. I'll admit I'm a big Chris Cantwell fan. I was wondering if Ian maybe had a different take on it, or whether you guys were in agreement on this subject.
I think when it comes to self-defense, it makes sense that you should be able to use a level of defense or a level of force that is equal or just great enough to subdue the opponent. You know, if the person is going to strike you in the head with their fist, it's probably inappropriate to blast their brains out on the side of the pavement, unless, of course, you make the argument that the person who they're up against is a little child or something like that, or somebody who's not able to defend themselves physically on a sort of an even keel with that person. I don't know if somebody attacking you with their fist necessarily means that it should be a death sentence for that person, but I think Chris is making a good point that you want to stop the fight from happening. You don't just want to keep trading blows.
Yeah, the thing, so I've made the case that, you know, look, if I have a, I open carry my gun, right? So if somebody comes and attacks me with their fists, that person's insane. They're crazy. They're a really dangerous person. If they would go and punch an armed man in the face who's openly carrying a weapon, and the thing is that, like, you know, if I'm carrying a gun and somebody's going to attack me with their bare hands, you know, I run the risk of that person gaining control of my weapon, and that's a threat to my life. That's not just the, you know, that's not just me getting a black eye or something like that. There's no reasonable expectation that a person who's going to punch you in the face is going to punch you in the face once and then stop. There's no reason to expect that. Well, so when somebody's going to attack you, you run the risk of them, you know, overpowering you, and then there's no limit to what they can do to you, you know, once that happens. Now, you know, generally speaking, if you have a, you know, if you have the means by which to blow someone's brains out, that's a really good reason to avoid getting into a fist fight. But sure, if somebody's going to attack you, and then, of course, I carry, you know, multiple levels of defense also. I carry pepper spray, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if somebody's, you know, threatening to punch me in the face, there's a good possibility I could pepper spray them first. But, you know, the situation as I see it is you have the right to use whatever level of force is necessary to repel the threat to your safety.
So to answer your first question, and because you know, the first question was more about if there's a threat issued, not an imminent threat, not a somebody is physically there in front of you attacking you kind of threat, but a threat like somebody says something that they're going to hurt you or that they're going to kill you. Was that sort of your original question, Ann?
Absolutely. I mean, take an edge case scenario. I mean, say you're a Dutch Jew in 1941 and you just heard that the Wehrmacht crossed the border of the Netherlands. I mean, do you have to wait in your house until they're pointing the gun in your face and throwing your kids into a cattle car before you can consider mounting an effective defense?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that you would. I mean, if you know that there's somebody coming for you, then that makes sense. But on the other hand, if it's somebody like you know, the guy who calls in every now and then from Arizona who comes close to making a threat over the phone and he's, you know, half a world away, does it make sense to get in an airplane and then go after him and take him out before he can get to you? It's a tough realm to try to discern what's a legitimate threat and what's, you know, just tough talk on the internet.
And I'm not really talking about what's effective or what's not. I'm talking about the moral question of whether you would be justified in doing so from a moral standpoint, not whether it would make sense, you know, financially or feasibly to do so.
Well, I think, you know, Ian drew the example of, say, like, the, you know, gentleman who calls the radio show and, you know, spouts off at the mouth.
He dances around threats. He'll say things that sound like threats, but he won't use them, the words that will make them a threat, essentially. He'll say things it sure would be nice if someone came in there and blasted you away or something like that.
And this is part of, like, what we were discussing the other day with the guy who's being prosecuted for threats on Facebook is, you know, where does it cross that line from, you know, just tough talk on the internet to an actual legitimate threat to your safety. And the thing is, you know, there's a question of intent involved there, right? So is this person intending to make you fear for your life? Is this person just, you know, just feeling good about what they're saying, you know? And then there's your perception of that threat. If I actually believe that someone's a threat to my safety, in my book, I'm justified in doing what I have to do to repel that threat. And what I have to do to repel that threat, really, you know, there's no upper or lower limit on that, right? Whatever I have to do to repel the threat to my safety is whatever I have to do to repel the threat to my safety. But generally speaking, you know, if it's just some guy, you know, spouting off, I'm a public figure, people threaten me all the time, I don't generally feel the need to go out and find them.
What if it's not necessarily a credible threat, though? What if it's something you think, yeah, I don't think he's really going to act on the threat, but he did just say he was going to kill me? I mean, then are you more?
If I have no reasonable expectation that that my safety is in jeopardy, then there's no reason for me to go use violence.
So it's not.
And thanks for the call tonight, man.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In the example he gave of, you know, like advancing troops that are coming to slaughter people or kidnap them and put them on death trains or whatever, I would think the best choice in that case would be to get the hell out rather than go out and try to kill them before they kill you. Odds are good you're going to be outnumbered, and that's probably not going
to
work
out. Yeah,
I
mean, in certain cases, that might be the more effective thing to do, but then again, you know, how far does a person run? You know, I mean, at some point, I do believe people have to stand up against threats to their safety, and you know, your life is in danger if people are coming and advancing towards you violently, and there is your life is in danger whether you run or not.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on what would you do in these situations. We'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We actually had a call right out the gate here tonight, which is always interesting because, you know, you never know where it's going to take you. And a fan of yours called in, Chris Cantwell, to bring up the question about, what about threats? What's an appropriate response? Because as liberty-minded folks, as you and I are, we tend to subscribe to a particular principle known as the non-aggression principle. And how would you define the non-aggression principle?
I would define the non-aggression principle as non-initiation of force, but also, you know, if there's a threat of force, that's coercion. There's a fraud is involved in that, so you would not use violence against something that was not a threat to your person or property, basically.
Right. So you will not aggress against other human beings in order to get your way. Hopefully, you'll use persuasion instead to get people to agree with you and do things that you want them to do. And it usually applies to the government, because we know that the government is an agency that does use aggressive force. They do use the threat of violence and actual violence to achieve compliance from their subjects.
Exactly. And the last thing I want to do is behave like a government, so I would not behave that way myself, and I would discourage other people from behaving that way.
But as usual, there are some gray areas to everything that seems so crisp and clear initially.
I don't know. I really think that you can actually, like, I mean, it seems gray to us because we have not been raised that way, mm-hmm. right? We're not raised that way. So, I mean, there's a lot of room for discussion around some of the edges of it, I think. But I do think that, you know, I think that there's logical answers to these things.
Well, and the non-aggression principle itself doesn't really answer the question of, what do you do about someone who issues a threat against you, right? Because technically that's not aggression. It's just the threat of aggression.
It's coercion.
It's the possibility of aggression, but
it's coercion. Is aggression. Coercion is aggression. Fraud is aggression.
Is it coercion for someone to simply say, I'm going to hurt you, over the internet? Or is it, you know, coercion to say, if you don't do something, I'm going to hurt you?
Well, I mean, I had an incident where a guy told me the next time he saw me, he was going to F me up, right? Mm-hmm. And I believed that he was going to, which meant, you know, and especially in New York, that's a problem because I can't carry my gun there, you know?
Yeah.
So I, like, went and confronted the guy.
Is this the bear spray incident?
Yeah, this is the bear spray incident. And
can you recount what that is here in a moment? Let's talk about that because I think it's an interesting story. But
okay.
I also want to let our listeners know about ExpressCoin. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, this amazing decentralized digital currency, not issued by any bank or government, it's wonderful. And the price is down a little bit, so now might be a good time to buy. You can go to ExpressCoin.com. You do need to have a Bitcoin wallet first, and you can get one of those for free at Blockchain.com. But ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for buying Bitcoins, as well as Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. It is an incredibly easy process, and they really care about customer service over there at ExpressCoin. So go and get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, or wire transfer, even cash deposit. Go to ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. And it's also available now in Canada, as well as the United States. ExpressCoin.com. Oh, and if you order up to $40 worth and use code FTL, you'll get that Bitcoin for no transfer fee. No fee whatsoever. They're doing it for free just because they want to get Bitcoins out there. They want you to have no excuse to not get some Bitcoins, or in this case, a fraction of a Bitcoin. And if you're ordering more than $40 worth, it's just a 3% fee, and that's also the best deal I've ever seen online for buying Bitcoins. So go and check them out at ExpressCoin.com. And we'll talk about the bear spray incident here in a moment, but actually we've got an international call on the line here from Skype. And this is coming from all the way over in Scotland, where they're gearing up for probably one of the most important votes of anyone's lifetime. Tommy is with us via Skype. Hello, Tommy.
Ah, Ian.
Hey, you're on with Ian and Chris.
Chris, Ian, how you doing? You'll take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom and our free talk live.
Well, thanks for calling in, Tommy. It's
right
good
on.
To hear from you.
Hey, so it's, what is it, like midnight 30 over there? What time is it right now?
Spot on, mate. 6 minutes premature, 5 minutes premature, 12:25.
Yep.
So we're 6.5 hours away from the polling stations open.
Okay.
and it's open from 7 a.m. UK time to 12 p.m.
Now, just for our listeners who might not know what's going on at the polls, because normally people don't call from Scotland to talk about political races. I mean, I wouldn't want to hear anybody talking about a political race, even if they were calling from here in the United States. I just don't care about politicians.
Oh, unless they're in New Hampshire,
but,
right, Ian?
No, I don't even talk about that, really. I mean, we've talked about James Cleveland. What do we talk about? What politicians?
Well, I brought up a lot of Scott Brown, but...
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know who that guy is. He's just another scumbag to me. Like, to me, politician names are all interchangeable, and they're all just a bunch of trash.
Yeah, what's going on in Scotland, though, now that's really something.
Right, this has nothing to do with politics, really. This is about independence, or at the very least, secession. The idea is that Scotland is looking, there's a proposal to have the idea of Scotland leave the idea of the United Kingdom. Is that kind of in a nutshell what's going on today when the polls open?
Yeah, if you analyze the founding fathers of the United States of America were Scots, you know, and Scotland, this little country of 5 million people, surrounded by sea, but is locked with another country called England. And that forms with another couple of countries, Northern Ireland and Wales, as part of the United Kingdom or Great Britain. Over in your country, you'll just know it as England, because that's how insignificant Scotland is treated by our British paymasters. We're just a little insignificance. But you see, Scotland is very asset rich, apart from the people being the most creative people in God's green earth, from making the tyres that we drive around our cars, from the TV to penicillin. And as I stated, the founding fathers of the United States of America, the majority were Scots. And so what I give to you is Scotland has been living under tyranny for over 300 years. And tomorrow, we are about to, historically, God willing, vote yes to be free from the rule of Westminster in London. Now, this parliament in Westminster is ridden with paedophiles. It is corrupt, and we have had corrupt politicians who have presided over the banking collapse in the UK. And these chutzpah-loving sons of Satan are turning round to Scotland and saying to us, you cannot run your own economy, when it's these same fools who have helped destroy not only Scottish economy, but the British economy by allowing their friends and their bankers to run free and rampant with their voodoo economics.
Now, Tommy, are you still driving a cab out there?
Well, see, what has happened, I lost my license due to me getting a soccer player free from his illegal contract with a team called Sevco, formerly known as the Glasgow Rangers. So I'm in a bit of a hiding and under death threats myself.
I would like to know what the word on the street is. I mean, there's obviously polls.
I'll stay on hold.
See, hang on. I want to bring you back here in a moment. Tommy, this guy's for real. I mean, this guy's really in, you can tell by the accent. He's not putting us on. And we've had Tommy call into the show over the years and kind of give us the perspective from across the pond. And I want to find out what he's hearing. What are the people on the street saying about independence? We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We've actually got somebody on the line from Scotland. He is Tommy. We're going to get back to him here in just a moment to give us an update on what it's like. What's going on over there right now? I mean, it's, yeah, sure, we can sit here and read news articles, but we've actually got somebody who's there. So we'll get into that here. There's a vote coming up that the polls will be opening in a matter of hours over in the UK, in Scotland. Where people will be able to cast their vote on whether or not Scotland should be able to separate from the United Kingdom, which I think is a wonderful concept. I hope that it works out. I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but the polls are showing it's allegedly going to be a close race, if you believe polls, which before an election, a lot of times those things aren't really necessarily the most accurate. We can continue that discussion and also want to let you know about ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, check them out at proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before whatever it is you're doing online gets to your internet service provider, it is encrypted, meaning that your ISP will not know what you're doing, maybe whatever you're searching for, the websites you're visiting. Right now, they're probably logging all that information, keeping those logs, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So you can put a stop to that snooping by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android. Plus, Linux users, you can also use ProXPN. Those setups a little bit different, though very simple. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off the price of an annual account. Now, again, I said you can just go and start for free, but the annual account will hook you up with what's called the premium level account, give you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can also privately torrent with the premium account and get past regionally blocked websites. Now, maybe 50% off just isn't good enough for you. By the way, that breaks the price down to about $5 a month. You want an even deeper discount, pay with Bitcoin, and you'll get 62% off of the price of the annual account. Code for Bitcoin is FTLBTC, like Bitcoin, FTL like Free Talk Live, BTC. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all, so use codes FTL50 or FTLBTC and get yourself a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we go back to Tommy, he is in Glasgow. Tommy, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Just to put it into the true picture for all your wonderful listeners. Scotland today, or tomorrow for you guys, this will be, if we vote yes, our Independence Day. You had it in 1776, July 4th. Ours could be the 18th of September, 2014. And we could get our independence years after many people fought and died. You know, the massacre at Culloden, when the Jacobite uprising was cruelly crushed, you know, the Longshanks rule of England, you know, now, the campaign that has happened just now has been a true beacon for democracy, the way it has been conducted on both sides, yes and no. There has been a lot of negativity from the no side. And the no side to keep the union together has been backed by the media, the BBC, which has told lies.
Well, of course, the UK doesn't want to lose any tax base.
Oh, yeah, and the BBC's government run, right? So they're...
Yes, indeed. And the main resource is the North Sea oil. Now, Scotland has got a tremendous resource, which is this oil. The oil, Brent Sweet crude, is the champagne. Someone today, I do a campaign, I've been doing campaigning myself, but something they say that it's the champagne of oil, the Brent Sweet crude.
And they said similar things about Libya, I believe, too.
Yeah, we've got untapped resources, but what has happened, there's 40 food banks surrounding the 5 miles where I sit in Glasgow. People are starving and under tremendous poverty. Yet most of this oil revenue is taken down in London, and the whole of London and the whole economy is London-centric. So there's many regions of England where Manchester, the Beatles in Liverpool and all places where they're suffering, and even places in Catalonia where they're the powerhouse for Spain and they want to become free from Spain, where my mother came from in Ireland. They're looking to all the people in these places are looking and saying, please, Scotland, vote yes.
Yeah, a lot of, right, you're talking about Catalonia in Spain. They are talking about secession. There's a very strong secessionist movement in Catalonia. Now, you know, I don't care what their political motivations are. I know in Catalonia they want to be more socialist than Spain. So, you know, that's their motivation for seceding.
It's about control. It's about control of
It's about local control.
Destiny, moratorium. Yes, because Scotland, people are making decisions in England. It's like United States of America having the decisions made by Mexico or Canada.
Well, and it's also, right. I mean, it doesn't make sense that the U.S. is even still together. And I hope that the Scottish secession, I hope it passes. And I hope that we'll see Catalonia secede. And then we'll see Quebec leave Canada and New Hampshire leave the United States, Texas, Vermont. Yeah. The more secession, the better. I don't care what the political motivations are. But what are you hearing from people, Tommy? I mean, obviously, there's the statement I saw online that some people are saying that poor people are going to vote to secede, rich people are going to vote to stay. I don't know if there's anything to that.
Yes, oh, there is. There is tremendous in that, because I've been doing my own campaign for the last couple of months. I've been sitting here with my computer, picking numbers out the directory and just phoning people. And I phoned all over Scotland, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, and yes, the well-to-do people A lot of them, obviously, they're worried because the fear tactics have been put there that they think they're going to lose their wealth. Whereas people like myself, who have not got a pot to pee in, and we're saying, well, it can't get any worse than what we've already got. There's a lot of poverty. There's been a recession on in Glasgow for over 30 years. There's a lot of poverty, and people are starving. Children are going through, you know, and our pensioners, the oldest people in society, have to choose each winter with the cold winters of having to either eat some food or heat themselves, and 50,000 pensioners die each year.
Wow,
and
nice.
Scottish government is saying to the people, well, let us get a chance to help have more control of our own destiny, get more control of the oil, so more of our people will benefit, instead of just a few who are benefiting.
You don't have to persuade me, Tommy.
Yeah, you're not trying to convince us that Scotland should secede.
I want to know a couple of things about this, though. I mean, you're telling us about the situation that's been going on there, and I understand that, and don't get me wrong, it's important, that's why you have this vote going on, and I really do wish you guys all the best, but there's a couple of things we want to get out for the show, for our audience, like what sort of the implications here are. One thing that I'm interested in, first things first, I think it would be great, because if you pulled it off, this would be a relatively peaceful secession, right? Mm-hmm. And we here in New Hampshire, I mean, there's a secessionist movement here in New Hampshire, and one of the things that we always run into with that here is that there's going to be a civil war if you do that, because, of course, last
time roll in troops.
States tried to secede from the Union in the United States. That's exactly what happened, and I've made that argument myself before, that, like, look, these people are not going to go away peacefully. I think it would be sort of historic. I don't know if there's other recent examples of countries, like, separating peacefully, but this is being done by a referendum, if I understand it, right?
And it's been done by people like myself. I'm sitting here on the computer. Last weekend, it was 35,000. Today, I went into George Square, the centre of Glasgow, soon to be known as Freedom Square. And this is a grassroots movement similar to what happened in the Arab Spring, where the people have got together in social media and people are going out. As I say, I've sat here phoning thousands of people, and because I used to be a salesman and I'm passionate about it, I've been converting people, saying, are you undecided? Tell me what you're undecided about. And then get them to say, yes, you know what, this makes sense, and this is what's been happening all over the place, and this, if God willing, if this is what we win, then, yeah, the succession that would happen, the more autonomy, then this would be a beacon, because then what it would show you is that people power can take on the might of the British Empire, that is finished, and then people will see that the oldest, the newest democracy, or the democracy, the word democracy stems from the ancient Greece, but the recent democracies, Britain being the oldest, if it happens that a part of Britain succeeds, then everybody and anybody can do it.
Yeah.
So the beacon will be lit.
I think you're right about that.
Rise up, people. Rise up, New Hampshire.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. I'm not a fan of democracy, but I do like the idea of secession, and I thank you, Tommy, for the call tonight. Good luck, and give us a call tomorrow if you get a chance. Give us a recap of what happened.
Really,
hopefully,
good to hear.
Hopefully you'll be calling us a little bit more free tomorrow night. Thanks, Tommy. Good luck out there. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450
free. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Secession night. Tomorrow right now over in Scotland, and in a few hours, several hours, their polls are going to open and people will be voting on leaving the United Kingdom, which I think is very exciting. As both Chris Cantwell here in the studio and Tommy in Glasgow pointed out, if this is successful, and I sure hope it is, I don't want to get my hopes up too much about it, but if it is successful, then that'll be a huge indicator for the rest of the world. If, indeed, the United Kingdom doesn't roll in with troops or nuke Scotland.
And I don't think there's any threat of that, even, by the way. I think even the Queen was kind of like, hey, you know, I don't believe that there's any threat of that violence on the table. If they decide to secede, they decide to secede.
Well, I know at least that's the concern over here. Whenever we talk about secession, inevitably somebody is going to have the concern that they're going to roll in tanks. They're going to nuke New Hampshire.
And you frequently will hear threats when people say things like that was decided during the Civil War. As far as I'm concerned, that's a threat of violence.
That's true. And Barack Obama, I think that was essentially his response. I don't know if you remember in 2012 when there were those petitions that came out, those online petitions where Texas got like over 100,000 signatures to secede. And there was 20 other states or something that also had petitions to secede from the United States. And the Texas one got enough signatures to where the White House issued a response, and that was essentially their response. Like, we decided this in the 1800s, and so maybe there is a threat of force there. But I think that to me, it's not really a non-issue. I don't think the fear about what might happen should prevent people from moving ahead with plans to secede.
I don't think so either.
I mean, it's arguable that the United Kingdom is as violent of a government, or darn close to as violent of a government, and as close to interventionist as the U.S. is. they're right up there. You know, they usually go on the same bombing runs together, and they invade the same countries together. So.
Yeah, easy top five.
If the UK looks at this, if this vote is successful in Scotland and the UK just lets it happen, then I think that's an indicator that that's what would happen in the United States as well. Despite the tough talk about how this was decided back in the 1800s in the U.S., I don't think that they would roll in tanks.
Have you followed the story over there at all? Do you know if Scotland would remain part of the European Union if it seceded?
Ooh, that's an excellent question. I don't have the answer to that.
Maybe I'll try to search for that during the next break.
I would imagine they'd have to join. Right? Like, they wouldn't be part of it by default, I wouldn't think.
Well, the thing that I did read was that the Queen of England would still be like the Queen of Scotland, at least in the interim. They're not trying to... They want to overthrow... They want to get rid of the Parliament.
Okay.
But not necessarily like the Queen of England. Like, the Queen of England, to my understanding, is actually, like, looked on kind of highly within Scotland from the little
Strange.
Bit that I read about it. Yeah. But of course they'd have, you know, the Queen of England is, above politics is the way that it's supposed to work. She's not supposed to be, you know, they'd have their own parliament and their own prime minister or whatever, that sort of thing.
So share your thoughts here with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little story from Reuters on today's vote. Scottish nationalist leader Alex Salmond implored Scots to grasp the opportunity of a lifetime to secure independence in a vote on Thursday that could break the United Kingdom apart. He said, quote, "This is our opportunity of a lifetime, and we must seize it with both hands. In my estimation, this has been the greatest campaign in Scottish democratic history," though he added that the British establishment had thrown the kitchen sink at the independence campaign. He derided an offer of more powers from British leaders as a tepid offer of next to nothing, but said he would accept the result if he lost the independence vote. "Scotland's future must be in Scotland's hands," he told hundreds of supporters waving the blue on white, or rather white on blue, Scottish flag, who chanted, "Yes, we can."
I just picked up an article in Euractiv.com, and it says it's exclusive. It says members of the European Parliament could block an independent Scotland's EU membership if it insists on keeping currency and border treaty opt-outs negotiated by the UK, sources in two of the largest political groups in Brussels.
Good, let them block it. Let them block it. There's been talk about Bitcoin being the national currency of
Sounds like
Scotland.
A plan.
I don't know if it's any serious talk, but I think there have been some opinion pieces about it online. Like, could this happen? You know, they're not going to have their own currency right out the gate, and is it possible Bitcoin or some sort of cryptocurrency could be that option for them?
Well, they can trade in whatever they see fit. Why have an official currency at all?
Right, right. Why go through the same processes of creating your own central bank and make the same mistakes that all these other countries have made? There certainly are plenty of countries that use the U.S. greenback. I mean, so there's a lot of places that don't have central banks,
right,
from what I understand.
They just are the victims of other central banks.
Right. I mean, not that that's ideal, but, using Bitcoin could be a solution. So I'm eyeing this interest with quite a great bit of interest. I hope that it works out for them, and I hope that we see more of this. From what I understand, the California proposal to break up California into six different states did not receive the number of it's not that they didn't receive the number of signatures. They got the number of signatures, from what I understand, but they were disqualified. Enough of them were disqualified or something like that. Yeah, please correct me if I'm wrong in that. If you're out in California, you know the latest on that situation. This is just what I heard from Daryl W. Perry, our Friday night co-host. It's a shame. I would have loved to have seen that one succeed as well. And that is to succeed in seceding. In that case, they wouldn't be seceding from the United States. It would just be breaking up California into multiple different states, and then they would have to be accepted into the United States or approved by the U.S. Congress, which is a very difficult path. Even if they were to have succeeded with that vote in California, it wouldn't have necessarily have meant down the line that it would have actually occurred.
Yeah, but it would have been I think it would have been a positive thing in any case, because it, you know, more decentralizes the political authority. And, of course, the government of California is, I think, second only to New York in terms of tyranny. And maybe some of those areas could get freed up a little bit.
Absolutely true. So I don't know what else is working in the land of secession in the United States. I think it's kind of the same old story where Vermont got a decent movement, New Hampshire, kind of a smaller independence movement, Texas, there's the Republic of Texas down there, I think. There was actually news headlines out of the South I think there are billboards in Florida and maybe Georgia. I'm not sure where else. But there's the League of the South is, I believe, what they call themselves. They've been buying billboards with the words secede in bold across them down in the South, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a cool campaign.
I'd like for the Vermont secessionists to succeed in seceding because sure. That would get rid of Bernie Sanders. And I think that would be a wonderful thing for the United States Senate.
Well, Bernie Sanders, at least he's honest. You know, he'll tell you straight up he's a socialist, right? I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
Well, is there such a thing as an honest socialist? I don't know. I mean, he might be incredibly stupid and also honest, but he couldn't possibly, like, have intellect and...
Well, I think it would be very interesting to see Vermont secede and New Hampshire secede because it would become a study in contrast, right? And Vermont would likely go in more of a lefty kind of direction with universal health care, where hopefully New Hampshire would go in a more independent direction, a more freedom-oriented direction. And it would be an interesting contrast to look at one state and how it works out versus the other state. Either way, I support it. I don't care what your motivations are for wanting to secede. I don't care if it's because you want to build your own little tyranny or you want to have total freedom. I think that the more independence people can have politically from centralized governments, the better off everyone in the entire world will be.
Generally speaking, I would agree with you, but I wouldn't say that I don't care because, I mean, that's obviously... Look, I mean, we have had certain instances in the United States where a state government does something absolutely awful and then we can go to federal courts and get that over. Turn and
there
are, you know, now I don't think that the risks outweigh the benefits.
Yeah, I'm not willing to hold on to the feds in the hopes
right.
that they're going to do something good in the future.
Right, because for all the terrible things that New York has done, I mean, you'd have an all-out complete gun ban in New York if not for the federal government, I think. But at the same time, New York hasn't, you know, on its own gone in.
But fine, let them.
New York hasn't on its own gone in and invaded another country either. So you know, if the
true
federal government is out waging the wars, anything I can do to get away from that, the better.
But ultimately, if New York goes ahead and bans all the guns, if they secede and then ban all the guns, it's just going to mean more people are going to leave New York, right? And then at least hopefully,
if New York lets them, right? What right. if New York had then its own? If New York then had its own like immigration controls, it would just be you know, especially you know, you're on Long Island. It's not you know exactly. It's not you can't just. Walk away.
Right.
There's a lot of water there.
Well, get out now while you still can, New Yorkers.
Absolutely.
Before they put up the wall to keep you in. You can come, of course, to New Hampshire if you love freedom, that is. If you don't love freedom, you don't love liberty, then please don't come to New Hampshire, go to Florida, or stay in New York. But if you do love the ideas of liberty, then you really need to ask yourself why you're still in New York or California, or Illinois, or wherever it is you are where you feel like you're being oppressed. Because you can be more free in New Hampshire. You can check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Come on up for Keenvention. Keenvention is happening in about 6 weeks. I would say 5 or 6 weeks away. It's going to be coming up fast.
Keenvention's a blast.
Yeah, keenvention.info. And that's where you can go to get your tickets. It's October 31st through November 2nd. We'll come back with more of your thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the number. Coming up, mushrooms could be good for you. It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.